Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Robert Swartwood podcast. Today, or I guess I should say tonight, I'm joined by Kelly Owen, who I've had on the program before. And today we're going to talk about her new book, which I am literally holding in my hands, Live Specimens. Kelly, how are you doing?
Good. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
It is. It's like 12:28 a.m. right now. We had a little pre-holiday party with some folks over here, so there were some drinks, and we may have had a couple drinks, or a bunch, I don't know. But anyway, so I figured it would be a good time to kind of record a little podcast and talk about your book. So tell me about your book. Tell me you're reading off. What the hell is that? She has her cell phone out, and she's going to read the product description that she has on Amazon. Is that what that is?
No, that's my webpage.
That's your webpage.
No, it's the back of the book. Okay. I was just going to read from the back of the book.
How about you not read from the back of the book, and you just kind of tell me...
It's a gore fest.
Okay, so this isn't your normal thing.
No, this is not my normal thriller. This is... this is a whole novel of red shirts.
A whole novel of red shirts. Interesting.
This is. Do you remember back in the 80s when horror was just pulp horror?
I was like 2 years old then, but yes, go ahead.
But you've read them.
Sure.
Some of them.
Okay.
Yes, this would be old-fashioned pulp horror. If you put this in movie terms, I normally write Silence of the Lambs. This would be Friday the 13th.
Interesting. Now, why was there, why kind of branch out and do this type of horror if, you know, your previous stuff is more thriller-esque?
Well, I was asked to do something really, really bloody, and so I started to do this, and about halfway through I realized the project was not going to work out as it was requested, so I finished said project, but I did not go the direction publisher-wise that I had originally planned.
Yeah, this is, you're actually doing this yourself.
Yep.
And
it's an experiment.
Okay, so it's an experiment. This is something that you are, you know, the awful worst self-publishing. I mean, do we call that a word? Is that a word or a hyphenated word? Is that two words?
I don't think it's been accepted into the language
I like
yet
how
as
you
one
just,
word.
I like how you just looked at your phone like the answer would be there right there.
No, I kind of looked all over the room.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so you're self-publishing this. It's just out today, or was it yesterday it came out from CreateSpace, and now it's already on Amazon, so you can order it. I'll have a link here. And the ebook, when is the ebook going to be out?
The ebook should be out by Friday, then.
The ebook should be out by Friday. And if someone wants to order this right now, it's what, $12.95?
Yep.
$12.95, and how much is the ebook going to cost?
$4.99.
And besides the fact that it's a gore fest, anything else you want to talk about?
To write the gore fest, it's one of my favorite topics. We do a lot of, you know, fun hypothetical apocalyptic conversations in this group about, you know, what's the apocalypse going to be, and I always say it's going to be science, or it's going to be a bug, it's going to be something that we had our hand in because scientists were doing something they shouldn't be doing,
right?
Waiting Out Winter, my first novella that came out, was along the same lines. It was, you know, science doing something they shouldn't be doing. This is the same thing. So if they read Waiting Out Winter, what I did for flies, I now do for puppies.
You now do for puppies?
Puppies.
So now you're killing puppies?
Well, I didn't kill the puppies. Something else killed the puppies.
Oh my God, so puppies are dying in this?
Maybe, yeah, a few. I'll tell you this, you won't pick up a stray puppy on the side of the road afterwards.
Okay, very good.
You never know what's hiding inside.
So this is not a novel that you're going to be able to pick up at your local animal shelter.
No.
Do animal shelters carry books?
No, not unless it's like how to properly.
You know what? That's probably a market that you should break into. There's these places that don't carry books. They should carry books because think about it. You go to a bookstore, there's a million books. You go into a puppy shelter, there's no books. So all of a sudden, you start carrying. You know, they start stocking your books in animal shelters. You know what? I'm onto something right there. We need to work on that.
I probably should start with a formal letter of apology to, you know, all of the animal protection rights people.
Is there anything that Will you continue? That doesn't even make sense. did you have fun doing this?
At times, yes. Okay. It was actually more difficult for me to do because it was a blood fest.
Well, this is actually going to be a really interesting conversation then. So do you feel that, you know, when we talk about horror and what the hell? Recently, there was this message board where these people were talking basically about rape.
Uh-huh.
And they were kind of trivializing the whole idea of rape and how, like, oh, in a horror book, basically it almost seemed that in horror, if you're writing a horror novel, rape is not only acceptable, but it is encouraged.
Okay.
And I think that's ridiculous.
A lot of it, yes.
But I mean, I don't even know who kind of comes up with the idea, because obviously, you know, there are different types of horror. This is definitely a type of horror. I mean, you know, you talk about writing thriller-esque stuff, but I mean, there's still always little touches of horror with different things. This is very pulpy horror, very monster-esque horror.
Very, yes.
But I'm assuming you never kind of felt the need, like, oh, I'm doing this, I should include a rape.
No, I can honestly say I've never actually.
That hasn't crossed your mind.
I do and have a rape.
There is a rape in?
Not in this.
Okay.
I have used it.
Right.
But I used it as motivation.
Right. I feel that, you know.
And I didn't describe it.
Right. And that's the thing, too. I remember, I think it was, did you read Under the Dome by Stephen King? They talk about there was, I guess, a rape that takes place in there. But it's one of those things where, and I don't know, it's been a while since I read it. And, of course, I've had a couple drinks. I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure that they don't show it, but it's the, you know what's going on, you know it's about to happen
about it
or whatever else.
Talking about it.
And sometimes that, quite honestly, that makes it even worse.
The more that you let the reader fill in,
yeah,
the more horrific it is for them.
Yeah. But this whole idea that to write horror, you have to include certain tropes, and apparently now, for some people, rape is a trope. And not only that, though, it's being trivialized. Like,
see,
this,
and I've got a problem with it being trivialized. But wait, before you go anywhere else, I want to jump in with one little comment.
Okay.
Because as few as 5 years ago, and I know 10 years ago for sure, many, many, many places, especially magazines, were right in their guidelines, they would say,
no rape.
Do not include rape. Right. Do not hurt children. Do not. I mean, there were taboos even in this genre that you weren't supposed to touch. So to think that we are now that's a horrible word. Why would you use that word at this time of night? Trivializing.
I don't even know what the word means.
We're just making shit up now. But to trivialize something as horrific as this, you know, and this isn't, you know, something that is made believe. This isn't aliens. This isn't Bigfoot. This isn't, you know, something like that. This is something that happens to people every day that affects them for the rest of their lives.
Well, not only that,
and the people around them. And
you have, though, you also have a certain sector, especially in the U.S., of people who say that, well, there are certain types of rape that are more serious than other types of rape, as if almost it means that rape isn't rape. Where I would think that rape is rape, but apparently some people are saying, oh, it's not real rape.
It's like, not what, real rape?
What the hell does that mean?
Is there different kinds of murder, or is the victim still dead at the end?
Well, I guess it really depends on what political platform you're on.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that no matter what kind of rape it is, the person's still been abused at the end.
So, actually, I haven't really been, I don't know, I don't really write much short fiction anymore, I don't really submit to magazine, so I don't really look at the guidelines.
I haven't lately. That's why I said I know, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that was in the guidelines.
You know what? I'm going to go to Rayland.com. Is it Raylands or Rayland? I haven't done it.
I don't know. I used Duotrope.
Yeah, I used to do Duotrope, too, but they're now making you pay to do it, which I actually think is not a bad
thing. Actually, that's pretty smart, I think.
But, I don't know, $50 is a little expensive. All right, so let's see here. So, is there a search on the entire website?
No, well, just pick a magazine.
All right, I'm going to go to the Token. No, the Exposure magazines, because usually they're the bottom barrel magazines.
Oh, the bottom barrel. Yes, let's go
there. So let's find.
Let's go play with the guppies at the bottom of the barrel.
Let's find a. What's a good magazine that we can
pick? Something that does not pay you.
Well, no, I'm on the Exposure page. Let's see here.
You don't even get a free PDF. Okay, we just say PDF.
Let's see.
These are all the places you should never publish.
Okay. I'm not really seeing. Oh, here is a good one. I'm not going to name the name.
Which one? No, I got to look.
Oh, here it is. Actually, this one says standard submission guidelines. No racial or religious slurs, no explicit rape, no excess violence or vulgarity, no blatant animal or child abuse, yada, yada, yada. So, okay, so the bottom barrel magazine does actually
still
say...
Still says
You know
no
what it
rape.
Says, though? No explicit rape.
So you can have
it
rape,
adds
but
that
don't.
It adds that adjective there, which I find kind of interesting, as opposed to no rape. No, no explicit rape.
And that's kind of a subjective adjective.
Yeah.
Because I might say explicit is one thing, and you might say it's something else.
Yeah. Anyway, for people who aren't really aware, I know Nick Mamatas talked about this. I'm going to go to Nick Mamatas' webpage here because I know that, I guess, the actual thread was deleted. Here we go.
I'm not opposed to killing children. Just for the record. Just, you know.
Children can die. That's fine.
Well,
all right, so
if a monster
some of
goes
these,
through town, it's not going to just pick on the adults. It's going to pick on, you know, the weak.
Some of these quotes here from this message board says my story. I'm not even going to name the story, but it says my story had a woman raped by a rose bush. So hopefully that was something a little different. LOL. Which,
LOL.
Know, who the hell uses LOL? Apparently, this other person said, I think a large part of it is the fact that we're men, so rape isn't a danger to us.
Men can be raped.
Someone who hasn't been to prison yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Another person says, where the hell is it? Oh, one person, I guess, at one point in this thread, it got to the point where someone, I guess, made the point that, you know, maybe that rape should not be written about lightly. And that someone then responded, I disagree. I think you can have fun with it despite the subject matter.
Fun?
Yeah. So...
Nobody in this conversation is real, right?
No, these are all real assholes.
Are any of them actually published?
They're probably published in, like, the online exposure thing. That Well, and that's the idea that... I don't even know where to go with this. How do we even start talking about this?
I don't know, because there's no rape in my book.
There's no rape? Okay, well, good. So we'll go back to your book. There is no rape in your book, which is a positive thing. I just clicked on the link. The thread is completely gone.
So, wow.
I will click, though. I will link to Mamatas's page for people who are interested.
In assholes.
In assholes.
Who think rape is fun.
Okay,
LOL.
And then another person apparently says something along the lines of, I do find that it's sometimes the idea of anal rape of a man is much more upsetting to a straight fella than rape of a woman. So I utilize it from time to time in my stories. Oh, that's nice. Oh my God. Anyway, I guess the point of all of this is if you decide to write horror, you don't have to put certain things in there just for the sake of putting them in there, okay? If your story happens to have rape in it, there should be a good fucking reason why there's a rape
you
in it.
You tried to not say it and said it anyway.
Yeah, what the hell. So anyway, I mean, yeah, seriously. It's that whole idea that, I mean, you know, coming from, I guess, a story standpoint, when you're writing, you know, things should be believable, things should happen for a reason, whatever else, okay? I'm not saying that, oh, if you write a novel, there shouldn't be, you know, if there's a rape in it, it happens at half
times. If it's there, it needs to be there for a reason.
It should be there for a reason. Not just because...
Everything in the novel should be there for a reason.
Exactly. Not just the rape, but anything else. But if it is... Not just the fact like, oh, you know what? I'm writing a horror novel, and there's these girls here, so I think one of them should just get raped for the hell of it. That is asinine and is not encouraged, and if you do it, you're an asshole. Do you have anything else? Do you have anything else to say on this subject matter?
I think that those who think lightly of rape and that it's funny and or entertaining, it should be raped.
Okay.
I bet that would change their mind.
Well, yes it would. So anyway, let's go back to Life Specimens, which again is has no rape in it. But it does kill puppies. Now, why do you hate puppies?
I don't hate puppies.
But you're killing them.
Oh, no, I'm not killing them.
So this is not a pro-puppy-killing book?
No. No, I only shred a few of them.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say about that.
Genetically engineered for the military, hidden inside puppies.
Okay. Since you really haven't given us any idea what the book's about, I'm going to read the back copy here.
It's not going to okay. help you.
Well, it's going to give me something, hopefully. The town of Mackinac. Mm-hmm. Where'd you come up with that?
That's a town. That's a town. It's in Michigan.
It's in Michigan. So the book actually takes place in Michigan, or it's like, yeah. Oh, Mackinac.
Okay. No, because I use the bridge there.
The bridge. The bridge is very important.
Huge bridge. The book opens on the bridge with an accident on the bridge.
Where they're just basically running over puppies.
No, they picked up a stray puppy on the side of the road. It was a very sweet moment. Tender.
Okay, so the town of Mackinac is all but abandoned at the end of the tourist season. Now, with an approaching blizzard, a strange transport ship has crashed along the frozen shoreline. Its escape cargo genetically engineered for only one purpose. Being puppies. No, it says death. Howling winds hide the screams of townsfolk as retired biology teacher Ken Jardine leads a small group of to first understand and then destroy what they're dealing with before the storm gives way. So quite honestly, we know it's puppies now.
No.
We've ruined the book.
No, it's not puppies.
But you just told me it was puppies.
No, it comes out of the puppies.
Oh my God. I don't even know. All right.
Remember the puppies in The Thing?
No.
You're fired.
I don't even think I saw The Thing.
What?
There's a lot of old horror movies that I have no interest in.
How can you have not seen The Thing?
I don't know.
You need to watch The Thing.
Okay. So anyway, you talked before about this as an experiment.
Yes.
Now, what would be a successful, you know, how would it be a success for you?
If I have to do it again.
Can you be more specific?
I have the next 14 projects laid out.
There's 14 projects?
Yeah. And they do kind of alternate back and forth between my standard thriller, some novellas in there, and then some more straight horror like this. And I'm probably going to continue to do the straight horror just this way. Myself and do the more thriller as I have been, and it's an experiment to watch the tracks, see what the marketing differences are, see what the, you know, what the fan bases are. You know, my 16-year-old son and all of his friends get all excited when there's a new book, you know, a box of books in the house, but this one they all immediately wanted to read. And right. I just laughed and said, well, you're kind of the demographic, okay?
Right.
You know, this isn't going to sneak up on you later kind of story. This is blood and guts and gore, and this is what, you know, you want to read. The horror crowd should like this. You know, White Picket Prisons might be a little quiet for them.
Right.
So it's... I'm okay separating this out from the other things and doing it on my own as an experiment because, quite frankly, I think it's going to reach a different audience.
Yeah, I have to talk to you about something here. I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, what?
I'm looking at the acknowledgements page here.
Doesn't say your name anywhere, does it?
No. After how many times...
It's supposed to!
After how many times
you asked me questions... Do you remember when I shut up and I handed it to you? And I said there's two mistakes that I have to fix?
Is that one of the mistakes?
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. At least I'm not one of the characters that gets killed in here now. Because I know you like to do that. Doesn't Ron Dickey get killed in this?
Yes, he does. The creature eats his liver. And anyone who knows Ron Dickey understands that giggle.
I'm surprised Ron hasn't gotten killed earlier in any other books.
Oh, no. Ron's killed in almost everything.
Oh, wow. That's...
No, I killed Dickey a lot. I killed Brian a lot. I killed Brian in this one, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand that. Let's see. How much we... Oh, man. We've been talking for quite some time here. And I'm not even going to edit this piece of shit. It is going up as is. I'm just going to, once I stop recording, I'm basically just going to post it. I'm not even, so then I can't go back later and be like, oh, I should probably edit that.
That's, you mean tomorrow after you've slept and...
After I have had some time to I'm looking here on Twitter and it says apparently Samuel L. Jackson just said fuck live on SNL.
Nice.
That cost money. Man, best SNL in decades. Yeah, so... Interesting. So, yeah, apparently I'm not missing SNL, but Martin Short is on SNL. And I like Martin Short, but it's 2012. Why is Martin Short on SNL? And Paul McCartney.
What?
Yeah, really? that's the guest lineup right before Christmas on SNL. Oh, SNL, what the
hell? Who called in sick?
I have no idea. Apparently, I guess it's retro week or something. I don't know. All right, so I think that's good. I think we have bored our listeners.
Absolutely.
Bored the three listeners who have stuck with us the entire time. So I will put a link here for live specimens. You should pick it up. When is the ebook going to be available?
By Friday.
What do you mean by Friday?
By Friday.
You can upload it tomorrow and it'll be ready by Monday.
Well, no, because it's not done formatting. You have to talk to that long-haired hippie in the other room about the formatting.
Oh, my God. You don't take any of my advice. First of all, you were able to do this by yourself, paperback, but you couldn't do the email or the ebook format.
I don't have the right version of InDesign, remember?
Again, I don't think you should use InDesign.
We're going to argue about this live?
I
You know what? Scrivener, say it out loud. Say it out loud, okay? I did the interior layout and design on that, and it looks great.
It does look good. I copied
Manoweb.
I have some nitpicky things in here, but overall, no, it does. It looks very good.
I totally copied yours.
It looks good. Because here's the funny part. If you went with some small press publishers with this, who has the quote-unquote staff to do this shit, it would look awful. And by yourself, you produced a much better product.
I think it looks good.
No, and I agree.
I think it looks, the little DNA strands.
I think there are DNA strands, it's true, on every page. So, I'll have links here. People need to check it out. Is there anything you want to do? Last time you were giving away shit. Do you want to do that again? Is that something?
I don't know. I can give one away.
Give an ebook away or give a paperback away?
An ebook.
You are such a cheap bastard. Okay, fine. We're good. Fine, okay. No, an ebook is
we
good.
Just lost one of our three listeners, didn't we?
Yes. So the one listener remaining, what should they do if they want to get this one free ebook? Like, you know, obviously they got to do something. Make them do something. Try to figure out what you've been drinking?
Yes, if they can figure out what I've been drinking.
Why is that glass dirty?
It's not dirty.
No, I'm looking at it. No,
that's
dirty.
Remnants from what I've been drinking.
Okay. I was worried that you know.
No, it was sparkly when I started, like 8 hours ago?
It was quite some time. So, all right. So, whoever.
Should I give him a paperback?
No, I don't. It's up to you.
You yelled at me and called me cheap.
I did call you cheap. How about you want to do an ebook and a paperback?
I can do one of each.
Can you do one of each? We know some people are, you know, they're more ebook and some people are more paperback.
Actually, the winner can choose.
The winner can choose. So, is there two winners?
No, just one winner, and they can choose what format they want.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we'll have. Oh my God, this is so complicated. This was like last time, too. We spent 10 minutes talking about it.
Complicated.
All right, so anyway, how do they win?
I don't know. How do you do this? Do you pick something in the podcast or something in the book?
Oh, my God. I don't have time for this right now. All right. If you want to win either a paperback or an ebook copy of Live Specimens.
Tell me what I've been drinking.
Either that or share the link of the book on Amazon to Twitter, to Facebook, or whatever, and tell me in the comments, and we'll pick a random winner. When do you want to pick a random winner? It's almost Christmas. My God. Christmas is like next week, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you done shopping?
Maybe. I don't know. Today's technically Sunday, so...
Well, Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay, so you must pick or do this by Wednesday, the
9th. So pimp my shit, and I'll give you one for free.
Yes, by the 19th. So, again, share a link to the Amazon page for Live Specimens on Twitter, Facebook, your blog, Tumblr, MySpace, if you still use MySpace. And, tell us in the comments, and we'll pick a random winner on Wednesday the 19th, and that's it. Anything else we want to say?
No. We're going back to drinking now, right?
Oh, jeez. I guess. I don't know. All right. So, all right, folks.
And rape isn't funny.
And rape is not funny. So, thanks for tuning in. I am sorry if you reached this point. We'll see you next
time. Hi, that one listener that we have.
Well, I'll see you next time a little bit sober.